This week, we tell you how storytelling can evoke social change. And later, renowned writer Olive Senior relaunches her latest novel. Stay with us as we uncover this week's Arts Page. The Book Industry Association of Jamaica, BIAJ, is hosting its annual Kingston Book Festival, comprising about 30 events featuring more than 50 writers over an 8-day period. The start of the festival came just after International Book Day on Thursday, March 3, with the first public event, Love Affair with Literature, held on Sunday, March 6 at the University of the West Indies, UWI. Renowned Jamaican poet, novelist, short story and non-fiction writer Olive Senior treated guests to a reading from her new book, The Pain Tree, which was later launched on Thursday evening at the UWI Undercroft. She was joined by others such as Mel Cook and Vladimir Lucien, writer-in-residence at UWI, whose debut poetry collection, Sounding Ground, won the 2015 OCM Boca's Caribbean Prize for Literature. On Monday, the Jamaica Library Service launched its annual national reading competition, inviting readers aged 6 to 99 years to enter. The contest aims to ignite a passion for reading among youngsters while fostering continuing education among adults. In celebration of International Women's Day on Tuesday, March 8, female bloggers, writers, and publishers gathered at the UWI Main Library to discuss the impact of storytelling in society. Representatives from the Jamaica Red Cross, We Change, an affiliate of JFLAG, and other entities for social change were present to tell their own stories. Writer and lecturer Ruth Chisholm highlighted the importance of taking academic data and packaging it in a more relevant, relatable way.
A lot of the work we're doing in academia, for example, there's such rich data, but we leave it there. We leave it on the shelf, we do these reports, we do these studies, and we don't take bits and pieces of the information and make them more relevant to the populace, and there are opportunities to do so.
President of Junior Achievement Jamaica, Alfie Mullings-Aiken, reiterated the point with her own experience of the impact of storytelling on GSAT students who were taught using a narrative. She says these students find it easier to not only retain, but own the information.
I just went through from Nanny to Buster, our national heroes, but tell it as a story, and it felt like it was received differently.
Storytelling brings attention to an issue. Adding a face to the story makes the experience personal, thus evoking an active response to an issue, and that's how storytelling can cause social change. Voices of Christian authors and booksellers were also represented at the Write On Forum, which featured sexologist Dr. Carla Dunbar and recording artist Kevin Downswell, among others. Kingston Book Festival was chock full of activities, catering to a wide cross-section of audiences, with events such as Late Night Lit, appealing to adult audiences. It was also packed with events that provided networking opportunities for writers, publishers, and reading enthusiasts. There were also school and library tours, something for everyone. And there are still more events to come. The festival will culminate on Saturday, March 12 on the lawns of Devon House, where audiences will gather for the KFB Book Fair from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The day will feature book launches, readings, signings, and discussions, complete with live music and performances. Event details can be found on the Kingston Book Festival Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
It's somewhat of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You think about your classmates.
Math
to be a physicist, teacher, biology, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math
wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because math comes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.